This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, bye-bye Paris Accord. That's what the president says anyway. Although he is saying if there is a chance of renegotiation, yes, we will renegotiate. So it's not quite, we're out of this, sorry. We're out at the current level. So the world is reacting to the pullout from the climate accord, right? French President Macron, Merkel from Germany, and the Prime Minister from Italy said in a joint statement that they regretted the U.S.'s decision to withdraw from the accord, but affirmed their strong commitment to implementing the measures and encouraged all partners to speed up their action. Trump said the U.S., as I mentioned, would be willing to rejoin the accord if it could get more favorable terms. The three European leaders said the agreement can't be renegotiated, said that it's a vital instrument for our planet, societies, and economics. Macron repeated the belief in an English-language speech from the Champs-Élysées presidential palace, the Élysées palace anyway, that I do not respect this decision. I do not think it is an actual mistake. I do think it is an actual mistake for both the U.S. and for our planet. Wherever we live, whoever we are, we all share the same responsibility. Make our planet great again, Macron said. There were others who reacted equally. In the United States, Bill Ford, chairman of the Ford Motor Company, of course, said, "We believe climate change is real and remain deeply committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions in our vehicles and our facilities." In our facilities. So the growth industry in renewables reacted as well and said they will continue to grow at even higher rates. I saw a quote from somebody. And it's interesting, Russia joined the chorus speaking out for the climate accord. Talking to reporters on Thursday before Trump's decision was announced, a spokesperson for Vladimir Putin said that the Russian president thinks highly of the accord and sees no alternative to it. So Trump is standing with some of the big boys alone this time, not with him. He says we need a better deal because he doesn't want to reduce those coal jobs. That's part of it. That was the promise was made, that those jobs weren't going away. Not going away. Washington. Yeah. Your representative, my representative, everybody reacted to the climate change withdrawal. And we could bounce around in a couple of different directions. You wouldn't be surprised by this one, but the former VP, Joe Biden, said we're already feeling impacts of climate change. Exit imperils U.S. security and our ability to own the clean energy future. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris climate agreement is a devastating failure of historic proportions. It's now crystal clear President Trump is comfortable both ceding the moral high ground and the economic upper hand to countries like China. Let's move in a different direction. How about this? Senator Rand Paul, thank you at the real Donald Trump for keeping your promises on the Paris Agreement and protecting Kentucky jobs from a bad deal. It's a bad deal. Senator Ted Cruz, I commend President Trump, American jobs first. Great news for the Texas economy and for hardworking Americans still across our country. The Paris Agreement would have destroyed $3 trillion in American GDP and killed 6.5 million industrial sector jobs by 2040. I'll give you one more. The Republican National Committee. Today, President Trump once again delivered on his campaign promise to put American workers first. Rona McDaniel is the chairwoman. The president is sending a clear message that we will no longer remain beholden to burdensome international deals at the expense of our taxpayers. What say you, America? You can send me your thoughts via snail mail at americatonight.net or jam on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Out of Paris. No more Paris Accord. How about it? It was a campaign promise. You think of Kentucky and coal. You think of some other spots in the United States. They were worried. You think of the price of completely renewables, clean energy, whatever. What would that mean to you and me? And you get mixed signals in that department. Why can't we do both? I mean, like Ford said, they're working on renewables too. Why can't we have both working at the same time? And the answer is we can, and we are doing that. But Trump's saying, yeah, we're not hanging in this plan because we have to fit the bit. We have to basically get the coin flip and take out the credit card every single time, and we're the ones that are paying for it, so why should we have to pay for it? Why should we have to do that? It is interesting. And nobody knows. If we knew the future, where would we all be? In different spots, maybe, some of us. But we don't. We don't know the future. But the bottom line is this. I don't think you... I've said this before. I don't think there's things that shouldn't be done. I don't think that you can deny that there's some... I think that there's some change because of some of the horrific things we saw from Sandy, for example. Some of the tornado activity that we've never seen in the past. And I think... you control it. So I believe that probably Trump comes back around, but wants the more favorable terms. And that's what he's saying. We want terms that make sense for the United States. Why do we have to hold your hand the entire time and pay for it like we're constantly on a date? And people responded to that. The responding to the date and hold your hand is mine, but responded to the fact that this is where, you know, Trump campaigned, and this is what people want. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Bad deal, great deal. It is definitely, it's not a gamble, it's definitely something that could be revisited. And you're not immediately, boom, out of it. So that's kind of what makes it intriguing, I think. In what direction this ends up going. I mean, what direction will that ultimately be? Hillary Clinton reacted, claiming that Trump unleashed dangerous levels of hate. But that was for something different. What is she talking about? Find out in just a few here on ATN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all my hair stormy eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through. And I am so far away. I just can't, I don't know what to say. I couldn't get away. I've got a pit above your head. A beam of light comes shining down on the earth.
I love this song. I let it linger a little bit. How are you, America? Here's a big one for you. I mean, this is what we've been talking about since the election, but Hillary Clinton claims Trump really just the hate just is what sunk her battleship. She says she takes responsibility for the loss, but blames plenty else. And so the Trump and Clinton feud continues even after the election. I don't think that's a surprise. There's definitely plenty to go around, and there's no way there was going to be some huge makeup. How brutal that campaign was for both of them, I don't think so. So the former Democratic presidential nominee just lashed out at the president. She was at an appearance at a book industry conference in New York City. She said Trump encouraged his supporters to express their anger verbally and physically during the campaign. She referred to a bunch of violence at Trump rallies. She said the president's strategy She likened it to that of leaders of Bosnia and Rwanda who inflamed cultural tensions to win power. She said it's incredibly dangerous that unleashing this kind of vitriol and defensiveness, hatred, that kind of thing, I don't think we should tolerate it. Clinton said the recent attack in Portland, Oregon, where two people were killed after confronting someone shouting anti-Muslim insults at two young women, is a prime example of this. She also attributed her loss to misogyny, Russian interference, and questionable decisions by the FBI. Speaking of the FBI, Comey is going to be back for another dip into the pool on the Hill, so to speak, coming up next week to talk about, remember, there was these conversations, etc. So the Senate Intel Committee confirms that he is going to testify. Will there be any little gifts to leave behind or no? Will it be something else? Will we see something else from the former FBI chief? And then Michael Flynn's case. Was there obstruction there or not? And I think that's a big part of, well, of course it is a big part of what has been going on here. Absolutely. So while that's happening, I always say, what is the tsunami coming out of Washington? What is it filled with? What kind of flotsam is it filled with for you and I? And I think this Paris Agreement is all the rage, yay or nay, negotiate, renegotiate, whatever. But it is true. Trump did say he was going to do this, and he is doing it. No matter what the reaction is, including of some Republicans who aren't behind it. So he is honoring what he said he would do when he was trying to get your vote and my vote and everyone else's vote. He went through a list of big problems we have in the United States. And one of them was renewable energy, traditional energy, cost, jobs, and that all falls into that in, that whole basket. The whole basket. Yeah. On another note, are you a good speller? I feel compelled to bring this up. Let's ask Andy. Andy, are you a good speller? He's our technical director for America Tonight. Do you spell well?
It's hit or miss.
Let's see if you can spell this. Morocaine.
I'm not even going to try.
Okay, Morocaine is M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N. It's a Morocaine is a French word for, and I might be pronouncing that wrong, which would be terrible, for dress fabric made of ribbed crepe. So the girl who won, Anya Vinay, she is of Indian descent. She's the 13th Indian child to win the spelling bee in a row. So how about that? She gets $40,000 in cash and prizes for the victory. For the victory. Pretty wild. I mean, pretty wild that you're a good... the whole thing with this whole spelling bee thing is they have to work like crazy because they even know who some of the best people are that could be there. And they have to constantly study words, memorize words, phonetically spell them out, however they do it. It's not something, I mean, it's a big-time pursuit or hobby, whatever you want to call it. So I think it's rare that you pluck someone from the class, oh, you're a great speller, you should be in the spelling bee, keep competing. I don't think so. I think you might be a good speller, you're a good speller, but you're working on it constantly, constantly. Not once in a while, not when it's convenient, constantly, over and over. You're looking at words, you're trying to figure what you could be asked. You're knowing the definitions, you're knowing the ways to pronounce it, to remember it, all of that comes into play. I mean, good for her. Bravo. half the time they'll say some wicked word, you don't know what it means. And there is something to that. So, wow, you don't know what it means, and you're trying to figure that out and thinking, ooh, that might help me if I only knew it. If I only knew it. This is a very sad story from Manila. There was a resort attack. 36 people were killed in a fire set by a rampaging gunman. Gambling tables were set on fire. Looks like it was some kind of a botched robbery, they say. Bodies were found in smoky rooms by firefighters. All of them died from suffocation and smoke inhalation. Nobody had gunshot wounds. The unidentified man, he was armed with a rifle, burst into the Resorts World Complex after midnight on Friday. Shot at TV screens, set tables on fire by pouring gasoline on them, stuffed a backpack with gambling chips. It's not clear how he smuggled gasoline and a rifle into the casino, and it was a crowded casino. The attack sent hundreds of people screaming out into the streets. And, you know, this is the second week of fighting against Muslim militants aligned with the Islamic State group in a city very close to Manila. About 70 people, on top of those that were killed, had minor injuries in the stampede. Mm. And they said they tried to save people. They took out a ladder. Then they did save a lot of them, but they couldn't save. You know, they couldn't save a lot of them. I mean, that's just a terrible, awful thing. By the way, the man himself, he set himself on fire. He doused himself with gasoline, set himself on fire. A bag of gambling chips worth $226,000 was found in the toilet. He was English-speaking, had no identification. They describe him as a white man with a mustache about 6 feet tall. And now they're looking into what was in his car and everything else you would do in this kind of an investigation. I mean, it's really sad. Of course it's really sad. But the unrest has sparked fears not too far from there that militants might attack elsewhere. It has sent fear among a lot of the people there. Terrible. And yeah, you wonder, too, if ISIS will claim responsibility or not in some way. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. See you there.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, I'm always amazed by the people that we have on this show, and I really like what we're going to talk about next. In our virtual green room, CEO Seth Sternberg of something called JoinHonor.com is with us. And I don't know about you, but when I think about getting older and I start to wonder what is that space going to look like, the more I read about this company, the more excited I got. How about you?
Many people are thinking about what happens when I get older, but I think as Seth is going to tell us, for a lot of people, this is a reality today because either they are older or they have aging parents, and it's becoming kind of a challenge to manage in a loving and appropriate way.
Absolutely. So Seth, tell us about JoinHonor.com and what you think the current state of home care is in the country.
Yeah. So Honor was created to help us help our parents remain in their homes as they age. 90% of people over the age of 65, when they're polled, want to be able to stay in their homes, which makes intuitive sense, right? As you get older, of course, you want to stay in your home and you want to go elsewhere. But it turns out that as you get older, there are certain things that become hard to do, like getting food, at some point, even something like getting out of bed. And so we send care professionals into people's homes to help them accomplish these things that are called activities of daily living, which are things like getting food, getting dressed, getting out of bed, getting to the doctor's office, all those, you know, very standard things. But if you can't do one or two of them, then it's very hard to live alone. It's a very large industry today. In America alone, it's a $30 billion industry.
Mm.
But it's not a very good product today. Unfortunately, the industry is what you might call hyper-fragmented. There are about 50,000 agencies that deliver home care. And as a result, they each have very, very few caregivers individually to pull from. And what's so important is that you have enough caregivers such that your mom's or dad's unique needs are met by the unique skills of that caregiver. So if your mom, for example, has cats in her home and maybe she has early onset dementia, then you really want a caregiver who is both trained in working with people who have early onset dementia and who also is not allergic to cats. And so having a depth of professionals to pull from is really important. And that can really only come with scale, but that doesn't yet exist in this industry, and that's what we're trying to solve.
It's interesting, as you were describing that scenario, the one word that popped into my mind, Seth, was the word scale, because you've got to have enough clients and enough caregivers to be able to match them up almost like a dating service. No one wants to be part of a dating service when there's only two other people to date.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's, and as you were describing that, it actually reminded me of a conversation I had with my grandmother when she was about 92. And she said, well, the good news is I'm still cleaning my house on my own at 92. She said, the bad news is my eyes are not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew when we visited her that she really needed some help. And it was really was a struggle. You know, as you said, and I want to reinforce, we're not talking about, this is not medical help. This is around the house help, doing things that are really, they might be important for health. And in some cases, I suspect, and I hope you'll confirm, that they're really just important for quality of life.
That's right. And also to just keep people active and engaged. So one of the kind of issues that you see as people grow older is it becomes harder to get out because driving at night is a little more difficult. And then driving in general is a little bit more difficult. And then mobility might make it a little bit more difficult. And so people become isolated. And that's actually something that causes faster decline as people get isolated. So a benefit of home care is actually breaking the isolation cycle. It makes it easier to have other people come over because you have someone there who's helping arrange things, but it also is a person in and of themselves who can, you know, you can have conversations with. We actually make sure that our care professionals know about, for example, the proudest moment in someone's life, know about what someone's career was, so that they can really engage with the folks that they're working with.
Yeah, when we look, Seth, at technology and introducing technology to that everyday life of the caregivers, and with the challenges we have today, and we know technology is just moving at the speed of light anyway, how does this work from the standpoint of the givers, those that give, and then the clients?
Yeah, so the clients get an app that they can, you know, download in the App Store, and it lets them do things like schedule their visits. It lets them see who's coming. It lets them read notes. So one thing our clients love is that they get a note after every visit from the care pro explaining what happened that day. And that's especially important if you don't live near your parents, so you can kind of keep tabs on what's happening. But, you know, I'd say the probably the more important application that we build is actually the one for the care pros. Because that's, if you think about it from your perspective, if you're purchasing honor for your mom and dad, or if you're purchasing honor for yourself, what you really care about is that the care pro is amazing. You don't care about technology. You don't care about the apps. You just want an amazing person. And so what our application for the care pros is designed to do is to make those care pros excellent. It's almost like when you and I use Google Maps and that tells us when a restaurant's open or how to get somewhere. It's simplifying and it makes our, like, it makes us smarter. It makes us better. So our app for the care pros does the same thing. It tells them client information. It tells them, you know, like I said, what was this person's career? It tells them what are this person's medical issues. It tells them, hey, when you go to this home, these are the things that this customer would like you to do today. You know, help clean up around the house, cook this kind of food, et cetera. It even does things like ensuring that the care pro actually arrived at the house. So in this industry today, the kind of literal no-show rate of care pros going to homes is very high. Mm. And so the app actually ensures that a care pro did go to the home because it's watching to make sure that the GPS chip was at the home when it was supposed to be there. So it's all about making that care pro truly excellent. There's another side of this that I think is also important. Because it's technology-based, we're able to save money on the operations side of Honor. So we don't need as many people kind of in the back office figuring out where people are going because a computer can do that. We take that money and we turn it into higher pay for the care pros. That means that we're able to get better care pros who are then in a better place in their own lives so that they can then deliver better care.
We hear a lot of talk, Seth, about the reputation economy. We're talking with Seth Sternberg. He's the CEO of the company Honor. The website is joinhonor.com. We hear a lot of talk about the reputation economy, and I'm wondering if that applies in your model as well. Are care pros rated by both the senior that they're caring for and the family of the senior so that a higher rating elevates them within your company and allows you to make sure that you're only using the absolute best care pros available?
Yeah, so it's fascinating. We have ratings that our clients do of a care pro. It's actually the average client rating of a care pro out of 5 is 4.67.
And then that's pretty good.
That's pretty amazing. And then we actually have the care pros rate Honor. And recently we did a survey and asked them, how likely would you be to recommend Honor to friends of yours who wanted to be a care pro? And 87% came back with a 9 or a 10, which is highly recommend, which is awesome. So the care pros are really happy. The customers are really happy. But importantly, this concept of the reputation economy, you have to be careful to interpret data the right way. And so let's say that a certain care pro is working in only one home. And that home always gives everyone bad reviews. That should not negatively impact that care pro, right? We don't want to set that person up for failure. And so we actually look for a bunch of other signals to figure out how good a job is a care pro doing. Things like, are they regularly leaving notes for the customer? How long are those notes? Are they arriving on time regularly? Do they stay for the full shift length? There's a lot of, do they go through the full care plan when they're in the home and accomplish the tasks they're supposed to accomplish? So we're looking at a bunch of data. Some of it's really obvious, right, like the star ratings, but some of it's a little bit less obvious because we have to be careful to treat people fairly.
One of the things that fascinates me about your company, Seth, is as I went through your website getting ready to talk with you, I noticed these really fascinating press releases about things you're doing that's innovation beyond an app on a phone, for instance. So can you tell us about, for instance, the project you're doing with Walmart?
Yeah, so what we did with Walmart is we opened up a couple of locations in their a couple of stores in Dallas, and that was a first test. We've actually since closed those down, but that was kind of the first test that we did with Walmart, where we wanted to see what would happen if you put a retail kind of training center or education center, really, in the front of a store. And it was really fascinating because what we discovered there is people wanted to learn a lot, but like, for example, you want to be near a pharmacy where people kind of are waiting around for a prescription rather than front of a store where people are really on their way out after they've checked out. So good learning there. We've also done things with, for example, American Cancer Society and the Alzheimer's Association. And there we've built in training from the American Cancer Society, from the Alzheimer's Association, into Honor's training programs for its care pros so that we can make them truly excellent at working with people who either have, cancer in the case of the training from the American Cancer Society, or folks with Alzheimer's, or we've done something with the Parkinson's Foundation as well. And those are now actually becoming modules in the app that the care pros use so that they can get quick reference to material when they're in someone's home. So there's all sorts of stuff that we're doing that really pushes the boundary of home care to deliver a truly unique experience to our customers.
Wow, fascinating. I was just getting sucked into the cycle of listening to that terrific stuff that you're doing. CEO Seth Sternberg, can't wait to see where this all goes. Thank you so much for joining us, and keep an eye on this company, joinhonor.com. Thanks.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Pleasure to have Dawn Zier on this show, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. Dawn, first of all, I can't think of the name of the magazine now. It escapes me, but I was on a plane. I've been on too many planes lately. That's probably why. And I just read that they did one of these sneak things where they tried different weight loss systems, and they said Nutrisystem was awesome.
Oh, great. I didn't see that one. That's great to hear.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. I'll find out and I'll send it to you. But anyway, I thought that was great.
So yeah, I have to agree.
Yeah, the big question is, and it does work, we know that. So the big question is this, why do people fail at losing weight when they go to the gym? Because I hear people all the time telling me, I'm going to the gym twice a day, I'm lifting weights, but I'm just not losing weight. But I've seen other people do it and they're eating cheeseburgers, which that sounds like a lot of baloney to me, but I do know people that have done that and it doesn't work.
Well, exercise is an important part of health. We all know that, but it's really not the key to weight loss. And I think a lot of people think they can exercise their way to thin, and it's just not physically possible.
Yeah, so it's good to go to the gym. It's good to get the exercise. We've talked about that before. But if you do the math, it just doesn't really add up, right?
Right, about 80%. If you think you have to, it varies by person, but you have to burn about 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound.
Wow.
And it's really hard to do that by exercise. They say 80-20 is a good rule to think about. 80% of your weight loss comes from food intake and, you know, what you put and don't put in your mouth, and 20% comes from exercise. So really you get, you know, 4 times the benefit from really managing your diet. You'll lose weight a lot quicker. Now, weight exercise is good for helping to maintain and keeping the weight off.
Yeah, so we come back to, again, the key to weight loss is nutrition and eating right versus exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about it, you know, we can make these little tricks, right? If you say, okay, I'm not going to drink soda. Well, if you have one of those 20-ounce bottles of soda, that's 240 calories. If you have two a day, you know, that's 500 calories. And honestly, you know, swap out 500 calories a day, you lose 1 pound a week. So, you know, and if the average person, you know, 2 pounds a week, that's 1,000 calories you have to reduce from your normal diet. It's hard to, really hard, again, to do that by exercise. If you think you're on the treadmill for 20 minutes, you know, or whatever it is, you're not going to get to 1,000. So it really comes down to good nutrition and making those smart choices, and try to eliminate those empty calories like soda and high sugar items.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before, but a lot of times people who go to the gym track their miles, track that they did 25 minutes on the weight circuit or whatever. But we say this with Nutrisystem, there's no doubt that you could replace that, if you think about it, with tracking what you're eating. And you do that so well with Nutrisystem, either through the app or you can write it out. And I think people really gravitate toward that because we want to see results.
Right. And I think another trend of going to the gym is you go to the gym, you work out, obviously you sweat hard, you're burning some calories. And a lot of people now are getting in the habit of right after the gym having a high protein drink. Well, that has a lot of calories in it. So you almost negate the effect of the exercise that you burn by adding in that, you know, high protein shake. And I'm not saying these aren't good for you, but I'm saying, again, not necessarily the key to weight loss. And we know that people tend to give themselves every bit of credit for every step they take, every quarter mile they go on the treadmill, and we're not as good about tracking our food. And it really comes down to, really, once again, it's pretty simple. Calories in, calories out. It all starts and ends with what you put in your mouth.
Yeah. For you now, how long have you been in total at Nutrisystem, and how rewarding is it for you?
Oh, I've been there just about 4 years, and it's been such a great experience because, you know, I have the, you know, I'm in the fortunate business of helping people become the healthiest versions of themselves that they can be. And for most people, a lot of people, that starts with losing a couple of pounds. And, you know, we've helped millions of people, as you know, and as you know, I know, you know, from, because we've both been on the program. Nutrisystem's helped millions of people lose weight, and that's really rewarding, knowing every day we're coming to work and working to make America healthier.
Yeah, I think too, what it seems like you've done so successfully is the menu options are amazing to me. And there's no excuse, because if you have to pack something, you're traveling a lot, it's easy to take Nutrisystem with you, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of grab-and-go items, which helps for people like us who are always running around like chickens without heads. And then, you know, I think the dinner entrees are also great because there's so many frozen options to choose. And it's good for busy lifestyles because it just takes a couple of minutes to get the food ready. And I don't know about you. Actually, I do know, right? I mean, we don't really have time to every night sit down and cook. Our lives are too hectic, too busy. So, you know, it helps just having these go-to items that we know are portion controlled, healthy, and also filling. And it's about not getting bored too, right? We've talked about that. Like if you only have a couple of items to choose from, you get bored and then you fall off the plan. So the fact that we have over 150 different items, you know, keeps people interested, allows people to try different things.
Yeah, do you hear this from a lot of people? You mentioned it briefly there, the portion control, because I think that is also part of what happens to you when you are in Nutrisystem. You realize, oh my gosh, I really was eating a crazy amount of food, even though I would tell my doctor, oh, I wasn't, you know, no, I didn't eat a giant portion of this or a giant portion of that. I don't think I even knew what portion sizes were.
Yeah, I think we all think portion size is more than it really is. And I think one of the good things with Nutrisystem is we teach by visualization. So by having those portion-controlled foods every day, you begin to learn. So when you're doing your flexible time, when you're having meals on your own, going to lunch with friends, you know, things that we do as part of everyday life, you know, we learn more about, okay, you know, really what is a good sized portion of pasta. I think we also learn, you know, how much food we need to make us full, and it's generally a lot less than what we were consuming in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Don Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, thanks so much.
Take care, Kate.
Yeah, there's no doubt in talking with Dawn, the weight that I've lost, that Nutrisystem has helped me lose, there's no question. What really resonated with me, of course, the food items were good, the choices were great, the fact that I had so much to choose from was just a home run for me. And as Dawn mentioned, and with my crazy life, I always had an excuse because I wouldn't eat. So people would say, well, why aren't you eating? Because I'm too busy. And then you have a giant meal. And, you know, of course it's not good. Your body's starving. And now we've learned more about metabolism. But the portion size is what really got me, where I really realized, boy, what I thought was even a medium or small size of whatever really was not at all. It was giant. And I think that's part of our culture. For all of you listening, you're probably shaking your heads, You know, when you pull up to a drive-thru, I pulled up just to get coffee the other day, and for fun, I hadn't looked at a fast food menu in a long time, and I was looking at it, and, you know, there was three different sizes. So the small size would be the normal size, barely, and then there was the medium supersize, and there was the giant supersize, and I thought, you know, the problem, too, with those sizes is once you eat whatever it is, fast food, I think you still feel hungry. I think that it seems, whatever, you might have this double cheeseburger and fries or whatever it is, but then you're actually hungry later. And how crazy is that to try to figure out, okay, now what am I going to eat because I just ate this ginormous meal, or I didn't think it was ginormous, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, the portion sizes are crazy. And then the protein shakes, what Dawn mentioned, I've noticed that too. When I've gone to the gym, I'll see people downing those shakes. And then I think, I get like the really healthy shakes where it's just all vegetables and there's nothing else in it, and people make those, but they don't sell them. That's not a big seller. It's the protein shakes that are so big for so many people at these gyms, and that's what they get after they work out, and they're pouring the calories in. For me, it would be disastrous, so I don't even, that's not even something that I go to. I used to eat these, remember I used to get these bars, I wish I could remember, Power Bars. I used to love Power Bars. And I was in okay shape, but I used to think, pretty decent shape. And I used to think, when I'd go and grab a cup of coffee, if you're laughing, I'm giving you another personal story here. When I would go and grab a cup of coffee, I'd go to like 7-Eleven in the morning, and I'd get my coffee, and then I would have this Power Bar, which was pure garbage in it, really. The calories, I don't even think were that low. It tasted good. No wonder why it tasted good. It filled me up, but it was not good what I was eating. And so then I would crave something later in the day. So there's no question to me. I really can't say enough how much I enjoy Nutrisystem. And the people at Nutrisystem are smart because they know how to have these balanced nutritional meals and wean you off of the craziness that's going on, that's making you furious, that's keeping you on the hamster wheel, because nobody wants to be on the hamster wheel. Let's be real about that. I mean, yes, and even Dawn says that if you splurge once in a while, or that's one thing, but if your whole entire life is that, you know what it's like, those genes strangling you, and ugh, the worst. All right, so once again, thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Nutrition. It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition.
Nutrition.
It's a bit like...
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.